This message is sponsored by Greenlight. With school out, summer is the perfect time to teach our kids real-world money skills they'll use forever. Greenlight is a debit card and the number one family finance and safety app used by millions of families, helping kids learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely. Parents can send their kids money and track their spending and saving, while kids build money confidence and skills in fun ways. Start your risk-free Greenlight trial today at greenlight.com/iHeart. That's greenlight.com/iHeart.
This is John Batchelor in conversation with Colonel Richard Kemp, who writes for The Times, a column, London Times. In Israel these last 6 months for the conflict, I spoke with Colonel, along with my colleague Malcolm Honlein, about the situation in Europe regarding Israel. But then we got to the situation in Gaza, where the colonel spent a great deal of time consulting with the government and with the IDF. And his measure of what comes next is very clear, Rafah. He explains it here, what the conditions are, what the expectations are, and why Rafah is important, the Rafah operation. As of this moment, it is not on. But is there a date? The Prime Minister says there is a date to launch the operation. Colonel Richard Kemp, columnist for the London Times in Israel, speaking about what must be done.
Well, I think the only circumstance in which a ceasefire should be contemplated by Israel is, of course, if Hamas surrenders and lays down its weapons. That's very unlikely to happen. Secondly, if there is a deal which is currently being negotiated, not looking very optimistic, on potential surviving hostages, and there's a question mark over how many are still alive. Other than those two things, I don't think Israel should contemplate a ceasefire. Israel should reject calls for ceasefire by President Biden or Prime Minister Sunak or anybody else. Israel has to go into Rafah. It has to deal with Rafah. I think it's one of the War Cabinet members over here said if you don't go into Rafah, it's like putting out 80% of a fire in Gaza. And of course, that makes no sense. Hamas's last stronghold is in Rafah, and it's got to be dealt with. It's not going to be pretty, but it's got to be done. There's really no substitute for that. Meanwhile, the IDF withdrew, I think, a significant number of its troops from Gaza in the last few, but they seem now, at least I think in brigade strength, to have re-entered Gaza and are carrying out offensive operations in central Gaza. And of course, are continuing raiding Tver in the strip, as well as, I think, in the last day or so, some pretty significant raids into Rafah itself. But ultimately, I think Rafah will have to be by overwhelming military force, as Gaza City and Khan Yunis have been dealt with.
More of this in detail later.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Life with CIDP can be tough, but the Thrive Team, a specialized squad of experts, helps people living with CIDP make more room in their lives for joy. Watch Rare, Well Done.
An all-new reality series, Rare, Well Done, offers help and hope to people across the country who live with the rare disease CIDP. Watch the latest episode now, exclusively on RareWellDone.com.
Hi there, my name's Andy.
And my name's Anna.
And we are two of the four hosts of the podcast No Such Thing as a Fish. We present every week the most amazing, wonderful, insane, hilarious, bizarre facts you've ever heard.
Facts like, did you know America has a national grocery bag packing competition?
Did you know, Anna, the company Volkswagen sells more sausages than it does cars?
Yes, we've got those two facts and about a billion more in our podcast archives for you to listen to. We chat about them, we laugh about them, we make the occasional terrible pun.
It's great fun. It's called No Such Thing as a Fish. Why don't you listen now?